All right, we've got Dr. Daniel Nicolite in for Finish Line Chiropractic here in O'Neill. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How we doing?
Wonderful.
You know what? I forgot. I was going down looking for my stuff to celebrate today, and I couldn't find it. And today is National Tell a Joke Day.
Oh, yeah. Good. Well, I got a couple jokes for today.
You do? All right. Yeah. What do we got?
Well, we'll start with one. We'll end with one at the end.
Okay.
Here. So, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Radio.
Radio who?
Radio or not, school starts this week.
Hey, that's pretty good. I also understood that we were talking about mullets, that we had different names for mullets. What was one? The Wisconsin something, mudflap or something like that, yeah. But we didn't have a Nebraska name for a mullet, but you've got one?
Yeah, so I just run some stuff through my brain, and I was thinking, well, since, you know, this is the Cornhusker State, that we should call a Nebraska mullet the half-shuck.
The half-shuck. I like it. Yeah, we'll have to go with that, I think. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for helping us out. Yeah, appreciate it. Back to school. Radio or not, it is back to school time. We know some of the schools have already started. Some start today, some tomorrow, some Thursday. But it's time to get checked up and get ready to go back to school, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it doesn't matter if you're in sports, not in sports.
Yeah.
It's important to make sure that our kids are healthy and ready to go back and be at their best for school.
Yeah, absolutely. So real quick before I forget, anybody that still needs school physicals can stop at the office this week. We can get you in and get you out. Like I said, we always take walk-ins, even for school physicals. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to back to school, there's a lot of stressors that come with that. This isn't just for the kids, too.
Right, exactly.
So, this is for the whole family. But adjustments help us just manage stress better. Okay, there's tons and tons of research that shows and explains what just a simple adjustment can do for your body, how your brain reacts. And I just want to kind of touch base on that. So with those emotional, mental, or physical stressors that are associated with going back to school is that it's a good time to get adjusted, okay? Mm-hmm. Even if you don't normally get adjusted, it's a good time to just come in and get a good, quick adjustment. So that way we make sure that those pathways so that your brain is communicating. You take anybody who's aggravated and you add more stress to them, they don't respond well, okay?
Yep.
And so when you think about those stressors, the anxiety that comes with, you know, being in class or even when test times come up, you have students that maybe don't, you know, have test anxiety, they're stressed, and just all the other things that come along with that busy time of year with school being there, getting adjusted is gonna help them respond better. It's gonna help them just kind of adapt in better ways. So normally if they get really anxious, they get adjusted, anxiety's gone. You know, so when they walk in and take that test, maybe the next day they're nice and calm, they will perform better when it comes to taking those tests. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that stuff's really cool. And so they're going to get better results, which is going to allow them to get better grades. It's important for athletes too. Athletes perform better when they get adjusted well. There's a reason why all your professional athletics have a chiropractor on staff.
Right.
Okay. And I just really encourage people to just call our office, get in for an adjustment this week if they can, and they can make an appointment by calling the office at 402-336-9979. They can go to finishlinehealth.com. Or they can check us out on our Facebook page, and they can make an appointment on both those online sources. But another thing I want to talk, another kind of tip and trick, is the importance of supplements, okay? Mm-hmm. I have a ton of supplements in my office. It's not something I really advertise. I try not to push that stuff too hard, just because I know people get hit hard with a lot of stuff, and I'm a terrible salesman. We do have a lot of options for those people that want. But one that's really important when it comes to academics is to supplement with a fish oil. Okay. Now this is if you don't get at least 5 or 6 of these things that are high in omegas that I'm going to talk about here, you need to supplement with a fish oil.
Okay.
Don't look and be like, oh, I eat a lot of eggs, so I'm good. Well, that's not going to be enough of just to get that source that you need of those omegas. But here's some things that you need to have in your diet: fish, pecans, flax seeds, walnuts, chia seeds, olive oil, pumpkin seeds, eggs, spinach, papaya, Brussels sprouts, edamame beans, tofu, kale, wild rice. So this is not an all-inclusive list. There's other things out there. But if you don't regularly have 5 or 6 of those in your diet every single week, more likely every single day, you're not getting enough omegas, okay? And what's really important about omegas is omegas are like a fat, okay? Our brains are mostly comprised of fat cells, okay? Now, when you're not getting a supplement amount of omegas, our brain cells are actually shrinking as we age, okay? So as those cells shrink, less performance, those neuron pathways aren't going to function like they need to, and so it's important to make sure that you're getting that into your system. I'm a full believer of always trying to get that stuff through your diet. Okay, yeah. It's better to get it through your foods.
Right.
The reasons supplements are there to help fill those gaps.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're like me, I'm not a huge fish eater. When you look at that list, I mean, I eat maybe two or three of those on a regular basis. Okay. So I supplement with a fish oil. Okay. Now, not all fish oils are equal. They need to have ALA and GLA in it. Okay. Now, I have a fish oil in my office that has all that and one pill. Okay.
Nice.
So you can just take one. It is a slightly more expensive that you're going to get off the shelf at a box office store, but it gives you that option to just have to worry about one thing. Now, you can definitely go to anywhere else, get a fish oil. You're going to get your omegas, but then you also need to supplement with like a flaxseed oil. And either the chai seed, like a chai seed oil, or black currant seed oil, okay? And that's going to allow you to get that ALA and that GLA in there, and that's really important because it's going to help you maximize that omega-3,
okay?
Otherwise, you're kind of just wasting about half of that because you're not gonna benefit from all of it.
All right. So. But yeah, and like you said, you've got the products at Finish Line Chiropractic. So
absolutely.
You can stop in and you can... They need more info on them or want to know more about them. You've got all the details right there. So.
Yeah. And we carry Standard Process, which is one of the most well-known companies when it comes to nutraceuticals. It's been around for a long time. They really focus hard on purity and quality and kind of hold themselves to the same standards as they would as if, they were, I don't want to say FDA, but almost the same standard that like even a lot of your medications and stuff have to as far as purity and quality and that sort of stuff. So we carry a couple other brands as well, but anything within those brands that we carry, if we don't have it in stock, we can order it too.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to bring that up, but I know this can be a stressful time for not just the students, maybe worrying about meeting their new teacher, worrying about being liked. Mm-hmm. There's things that happen that we, don't like to see, but whether it's bullying or, somebody who really struggles with that stress anxiety of taking tests. And then there's the parents too. Maybe you're dropping off one of your kids for the first time to preschool, or you're dropping off or you have a senior that's graduating and pretty soon you're going to have an empty nest. Those are stressors that can be hard and difficult time. And this is a good time to get adjusted and make sure that you're able to handle those stressors in a natural way. If you find yourself irritable and edgy, there's usually something going on that chiropractic can help with, just to help smoothen out that nervous system.
Yeah, you bet.
So,
yeah, like we said, back to school time. It's always an important time, and like we said, we've got softball, volleyball, golf, cross country, football all underway. It's the start of the new season. Why not make it a habit to have your athlete, see you regularly, and whether it's once a week or every other week or whatever, even if they're not hurt or feeling sore or anything like that, just to keep them at their peak performance.
It will keep them at their peak performance. It'll definitely give them an edge.
Yeah.
If your kid's not getting adjusted and you want them to help give them an edge, there's a reason why, I'm a Jerry Rice fan. I know maybe some people don't remember Jerry Rice, but he's a very good wide receiver, and he contributed a lot of his success to a chiropractor.
Yeah.
So did Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And so I'm not really up to date with some of the newer guys.
Yeah,
when it comes to that, I mean, those people are getting adjusted regularly, and it's for a reason. Yeah. So.
All right. Got another joke?
I do. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Witches.
Which is who?
Which is the quickest way out of here?
Right out the door. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Doc. Dr. Daniel Nicolite from Finish Line Chiropractic.